It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It is time for our legislative update, and over the phone I've got Representative Christine Watkins. We're going to talk about a few things. We had talked earlier about Juneteenth. Now, this is a federal holiday. They were trying to make it a state holiday. We'll see where that one's sitting right now. And then a couple of House bills, House Bills 371 and House Bill 331. We'll talk about those as well. Representative Watkins, thank you for joining us this morning.
I'm just so glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what. Be glad you're
the snow day yesterday.
Be glad you're not here because it's cold.
Yeah, well, it's cold here, but we didn't. We just had a little snow downtown where I'm at, obviously. But I had to call my husband and say, "There's no school today," and he goes, "Really?" I said, "Yep, no school." So I heard him yell, "Cedar, no school!"
Right.
And I'm like, "I loved school snow days," so I was kind of sad to miss that.
It was a definite snow day yesterday. So let's get into it. You and I were just talking about it, and I can't believe you guys only have like a week left, don't you?
Right. Today, tomorrow, and 5 days next week.
So let's jump right in and talk about what I kind of listed off. First up is Juneteenth, and you said this one kind of seemed like it had a lot of steam, but it's just kind of fallen flat on the Senate side.
Right. It passed overwhelmingly. I think it was almost unanimous in the House, and I just thought, oh, this is going to sail over to the Senate, and it'll go through. And so since I haven't heard anything about it, I checked last night, and it's just stuck over there. I'm going to doubt that it's going to go through. So everyone that I said, oh, it's going to be a state holiday, I was wrong. So I don't think it's going to pass.
It might make it, but then again, it probably won't, is
probably
pretty much
won't.
What you're saying.
Yeah, of course, it's still a federal holiday, but I just don't think it's going to become a state one.
Okay, so let's move on from that one and jump into House Bill 371.
Okay, and this bill was a voting bill by Representative Lyman, and what he wanted to do was take away vote by mail, make everything that you go into different voting precincts and stand in line, and, you know, like we used to, and there would be no drop boxes, no drive-through voting. You couldn't go out and what we'd call harvesting, where you go out to different homes and register people. You couldn't do that. We don't have tons of that going on, but, you know, it does, and that's just getting people to register to vote. And so he was in committee. I've received a lot of emails and text messages about this bill. Some people were like, "No, we love voting by mail." In fact, most people said that. And we had actually an organization register with the governor to go out and gather signatures to do exactly this. And they needed like 135,000 signatures, and they got under 10. So they didn't make it.
Well, and you know, I can, as I always try to, I can see both sides of this. You do have some senior citizens that it's tough for them to get out, and it's hard for them to get out. You've got people that, especially during COVID, where it worked, didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave their house. So this makes sense on that end. But then you also bring up the other side of the coin, which is, you know, it's possible for voter fraud and those kind of things. Is that where his heart was in this bill?
I think so. And there's just some people who do believe in the voter fraud. And, you know, we do have an audit going on right now of all of our clerks' offices to see how they handle the ballots and vote. And they did find out a couple of years ago. Yeah, we had a little bit of fraud because we had the moms of missionaries signing their kids' names to vote for them. And so those moms were chastised and told not to do that, and that we could send a ballot out to those missionaries and you know, do that. So, and we've had some really close races. Every 2 years we have close races. And so that puts an extra eye on the voting process when you go through to make sure every vote is counted. And because some races are won by 8 votes. So, I mean, I'm a fan of voting by mail, because when I've gone around and campaigned, I've knocked on doors, people go, yeah, we got our ballots in the mail, and we're going to sit down at the table and talk about it. So I think there's actually maybe a little bit more discussion going on about the people that have their values and that they want to support. So I will say this one went down in flames, and probably a good thing.
All right, so House Bill 371 is pretty much DOA.
Yes.
That one's not going to happen, so we don't need to worry about that. You'll still be able to vote by mail in the state of Utah. Correct? That's what we're taking from that one?
Yes, and we actually have several bills going through right now that are really kind of tightening things up. And so, we've had people really looking at the election process. So for me, I'm comfortable with what goes on. And if anyone can go down to the clerk's office and say, show me what you do. Explain to me what you do and what you do with my ballot. And they will gladly explain to you the process.
Representative Watkins, I know we've got more that we wanted to talk about. Can you hang around for one more segment?
You bet.
All right. We'll be right back with Representative Christine Watkins on Castle Country Focus. All right. We got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're the best.
You be safe. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.